The singer Tanya Graves, who hails from New York State, is extremely well known in the Czech Republic. A member of the popular funk group Monkey Business, she also performs solo and has been involved in various other musical projects since arriving here in the mid-1990s. Our first destination when Tanya shows me around her Prague is Náměstí Jiřího's Poděbrad, a square that's close to the border between the Desres Vinohrady and the generally less salubrious Žižkov district.
If asked, this is where I come from in Prague, because the first place I ever lived in Prague was Žižkov. I know that people try to, you know, there's a whole discrepancy whether it's Žižkov or Vinohrady, but I always thought Žižkov. I remember a really funny story. I remember I said to someone in the beginning when I was living here, like, where do you live? I'm like, oh, I live in Žižkov. It's really cool. And they're like, how can you live there? And the Czech person, there's all those black people there. So obviously she meant Roma, but I was like, black people where? I haven't seen any. I'm the only one I know. Where are these black people? But yeah, so if you ask me where I'm from Žižkov, and now we're standing in my very first tram station or even metro station, Jiřího's Poděbrad, which after 18 years I still haven't learned how to correctly pronounce, but it's a lot better.
You were saying you had trouble even getting home or maybe ordering a taxi.
Yeah, it was really hard because my metro station was Jiřího's Poděbrad. I lived at Křižkovského. That was the name of my street. I just couldn't pronounce anything. So I'd get in a taxi and they'd be like, where? And I'd be like, where? Žižkovského. Where? I'm like, TV tower. Because I knew that I could see the television tower. Like, if I could get to the television tower, I could get home because I just lived like a block away.
For those who don't know this part of the city, how would you describe it?
Well, I think it's changed a lot than as when I first knew it. When I first moved to this part of the city, it was pretty rough. Not that someone would mug you, but pretty rough as in it hadn't been completely gone under the whole gentrification process. Now it's kind of a nice place to live with, like, young, up-and-coming people because it's kind of cool, you know, it's got that aura or atmosphere about it. But when I lived here, it was a lot of just kind of old places. Like, I remember there was a place that sold grilled chicken, just regular kind of hospodas where just the regular local old guys would always go. Probably the most exciting place was Acropolis. That's where all, like, the young kind of artsy people hung out. But they had really good spinach palachinki. So I used to go there a lot for that. And it was also right around the corner from my house, so.
Also, this area is simply full of bars.
Oh, it's so full of bars. You go down the hill, another one of my favorite bars at the time, the Šaráraj, Vyšťelené oko. Oh, that place is good. I got a lot of nice memories there. It's fun in the summer because you can sit outside. Sometimes they manage to cram a band in there, even though it's so teeny tiny and small. It's like an old punk kind of bar, but it's a great place. And the people are good. They're just regular Joes, and I like regular Joes.
Also, what's a great resource near here is the beer garden in Rigrovi Sady.
Yeah, Rigrovi Sady, that's true. And that's a great park because you can see the castle from there at some points. There's a beautiful view and everything. But the beer garden there is great because unlike a few of the other beer gardens in Prague, Rigrovi Sady is covered. So if it rains...
Part of it's covered.
Well, part of it's covered. Well, that's enough. You just need a little bit of it covered. And part of it's covered. And the part with the big screen so you can watch the football and stuff like that. Important sporting events. That part's covered. The only thing about that place that is a downer is they don't have Pilsen on tap. That is a problem with Rigrovi Sady. So if you are listening, owners... Měli jste jako vyměnit pivo na Pilsen, prosím, děkuji.
They have total headache beer in that place.
I don't even want to name the beer in there. You should get Pilsen, it's a much better beer. No more headache beer.
From Jiřího's Poděbrad, it's a short walk to our next stop on the Tanya Graves tour of Prague, Olšanské hřbitovy, a complex of cemeteries that's been the city's main burial ground for several centuries. Known for its numerous Art Nouveau monuments, Olšanské hřbitovy is the last resting place of everyone from Josef Lada to Clement Gottwald. So what's the appeal of the place for Tanya?
It probably seems cliche that my name is Graves and I like cemeteries. But this particular cemetery, I lived just across the road from Olshansky's cemetery, or Olshansky Zhbitov. And it was a great shortcut to the foreigner's police back in the days when I had to go do the renew every year visa. Also, I mean, it's a great place to walk on a beautiful sunny day. It's really calm, and it actually is peaceful and nice. And it was also the only other place I found Antonia's alive. Well, not alive, but in Prague.
Because it's an old-fashioned name among Czechs.
Yeah, it's slowly starting to come into fashion again. I've noticed, like, from my son, he has one in his class and a few others in school. But for years, nobody was called Antonia. And the only place I could find an Antonia was in the cemetery. So I'd like take a shortcut to Foreigners Police and I'd stop in and visit a few friends with the same name. Have a nice walk.
If you go to, say, the TV tower, you see from there how huge it is. At street level, that's not really apparent. And it's from there, it looks almost like Central Park. I mean, it's gigantic.
It's huge. From the street level, you think it's maybe about a block long. But it's really big. And then it continues over on across the road. And then behind that is the Jewish cemetery, which is not the old one, but I suppose the new one, which is still pretty old. But
which is where Kafka is.
Yes. So he's in the new cemetery. But, I mean, the place is huge. But I have to say, I was the whole thing about renting your grave, I only recently found that out, and that totally bums me out.
Because what you mean is when you die, you don't get a plot forever. You get it by the year or by the decade.
Yeah, you're like every 10 years, and then you have to pay another 10 years. It's like, I'm dead. Didn't the state get enough money out of me when I was alive? But, okay, whatever. Let's not get all political. But, I mean, come on. You're dead. You should be able to rest in peace, not rest in pay.
One thing also that I like about this graveyard is, say, if you compare it to Visegrad, there it's only the great and the good. But here, you have the great and the good, you have Jan Palach, Voskovets and Verich, and you have mainly ordinary Joes.
Yeah, and again, back to the Antonias, that's what I really liked, because you do see, like, there's, like, these fabulous graves or plots of, like, you know, like, well-to-do families or whatever, or people who actually put the time in and really keep up the graves. And then you see some of these old mausoleums that are kind of closed up that probably no one has been there for who knows how long.
How does this graveyard compare to graveyards where you come from?
Well, in the States, the graveyards that I've been to, I don't want to say they're better or they're more well-kept, but because that's not the case. Here, which I think is kind of cool, you see lots of graves kind of like grown over with ivy and stuff like that, kind of leads to a mysterious, spooky kind of feeling. You don't really see that in America. Everything is completely mowed and whatever, or at least I'm from New York State, and the cemeteries I've been in, everything is completely just manicured perfectly. And here, there's a little bit of just nature taking its course, which I think is right for a cemetery.
Tanya Graves' first choice of bar or cafe, the neighborhood cocktail bar Hapu, wasn't yet open when we were out and about on a snowy afternoon. So in the end, our final port of call was the cafe bar Kaba. At the city center end of Manesova Street, its colorful retro style makes Kaba one of the most instantly recognizable spots in Prague. Tanya explains why she's a fan.
The first thing I like is the way it looks. It's very retro, and I like these old chairs that make me feel like I'm sitting in an episode of Mad Men. I like that they have breakfast all day. I like any place that has breakfast all day. If you got breakfast all day, you're a pretty good place. It's comfy. You can come here and just be by yourself, read a book or a magazine. And they've got really great magazines here, which is a great thing because they have hard-to-find magazines that you're not going to find in any regular trafficker. I mean, I know, like, the difference between today and 1995 is that it's not so hard to find an English copy of Time or Vanity Fair. But there's a lot of other magazines that you can't find in English or any other language other than Czech that you can find here. So I like that. That's a great thing.
Apart from Kaba here, what other bars or cafes do you like in Prague?
Well, one of my all-time favorites will always be Hapu, which is also Žižkov, because it was one of the first cocktail bars that wasn't one of those snooty-tooty. Again, like, it's the regular kind of regular Joe place. I like those places best. And Hapu was always great about it. There was a time when I lived in a really, really small flat, one room. And so I would just go to Hapu every day because it was like my living room. And not to sound like an alcoholic, I wasn't. I had my very own special non-alcoholic cocktail that was called Tonichka, named after me. And I was there every day, pretty much, because it was my living room.
Otherwise, you've been here since 1995, you were telling me. How has Prague changed in terms of a city to go out in those years?
It's a lot different. I mean, I never knew of cafes in Žižkov. Like, there, in 1995, there were no cafes in Žižkov. Everything was a hospoda. Everything was a bar, which I didn't complain about at the time because, well, I was much younger. But now there's a lot more. I mean, you can go... restaurants, there's a big difference. When I came, there were mainly Czech restaurants. There were a few vegetarian places, which were the Hare Krishna restaurants and Rados. I used to work there. That was actually the first place I worked in Prague. Now, you know, you throw a stone and you hit, like, whatever kind of international food restaurant. I mean, it's not just Czech and Italian restaurants anymore. You've got Indian, you've got Thai, you've got Vietnamese, you've got Japanese, you've got, of course, Italian, but much better Italian now. It's not just some guy in the back making spaghetti with ketchup. you know, it's really the level of selection has greatly improved in the 18 years that I've been here.
That was Monkey Business singer Tonia Graves talking to Radio Prague's Ian Willoughby.